When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, you probably know the bad news. Mint has shut down. But here's the good news. There is a better alternative. Monarch Money. That's right. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. I have been using Monarch Money for over a year now, and it makes my weekly money dates so much easier and a lot less stressful. I tried all of the other personal finance apps, but they just didn't work for me. I love Monarch because I can see exactly where my money is going and track my goals all at the same time. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, your investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Monarch has a tool that also lets you easily import your data from Mint so you can keep all of your tags and categories. And unlike other personal finance apps, Monarch's simple, very intuitive design makes it so easy to set up, customize, and use. And one of the features I love most is Monarch has built-in features to collaborate with your partner, your family, or your financial advisor. You can invite them to your account at no extra cost. They get their own login, and you can have a joint view of your finances. Monarch is also the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard, toggle between light and dark mode, create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up automatic rules for transactions. You can go to town with Monarch. Plus, they have ad-free privacy you can trust. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, listeners of the show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial.
Money should flow in your life, kind of like a river should flow, right? And the problem is most people have these dams that have been built up about money. So money doesn't really flow. Maybe, maybe sometimes, you know, we all want to have, I think, abundance in our lives. And that's, I believe, our natural state that we should be in. But it's these emotional blocks primarily that are like big rocks in the river that prevent the money from flowing.
Hey, welcome back to Everyone's Talking Money. I am your host, Shauna Game. It's so good to have you here. This podcast is an invitation to learn how to money differently than you have ever been taught. If this is the first time you're listening to one of these episodes, I am a trained certified financial planner and certified trauma of money expert, and I really believe you need great personal finance advice with a twist of money therapy to really help your dreams and goals come to life, to really understand the way that thoughts and feelings and emotions really just get in the way. To use that phrase again, of you being able to do the things you want to do. And this episode is an example of that. Have you ever thought, I'm doing all the quote-unquote right things with my money, but I'm still not achieving my goals? Like, what is going on? Well, this kind of thinking is very common, and I hear it repeatedly with my money coaching clients. The truth is, we all have some level of emotional baggage with money. Why? Well, because you are in a relationship with money, for better or worse, that causes some just gunk to get built up that needs to be released so you can create healthy money habits and healthy money beliefs. Dr. Bradley Nelson, he is one of the world's foremost experts on natural methods of achieving wellness and author of the best-selling book, The Emotion Code, is joining us in this episode to talk about releasing trap emotions so you can bring in abundance and money success and really anything that you want. So I know this topic, it might seem a little bit out there for you, but just hang with me. I guarantee you are going to learn something about yourself in this episode. We talk about what causes emotional money baggage, some practical ways to lower money stress, and how to rewire all of those negative money beliefs that keep you stuck. So before we get into this episode, I invite you to check out my 10 Mindful Money Questions to Ask Yourself freebie. That is at etmpod.link/10moneyq. Also, if you are looking for one-on-one money coaching with me personally, you can sign up for more information at etmpod.link/moneycoaching, or just head to the show notes. That's where you can find absolutely any link that I talk about in this episode or my guest talks about. They will all be right there. All right, let's start talking. Yeah, I've been looking forward to this conversation for quite some time. I think, you know, everyone listening has probably dealt with some level of emotional baggage with money. But we don't often understand, what that does to our bodies, what that does to our minds, what it does to our relationships, our careers, you know, all these things that I really want to dive into. So quoting you, you say that like each time you trap an emotion, you get stuck in the middle of whatever traumatic event you are experiencing. So instead of moving beyond your angry moment or your temporary bout with grief or depression, you retain this negative emotional energy within your body, potentially causing significant physical and emotional stress. That is just crazy to kind of think about it that way. So, okay, let's just start here. Talk to me about this idea of a trapped emotion.
Well, so here's what happens to us. I mean, first of all, try to imagine living in a world where there are no emotions at all, where you can't feel highs or lows. There wouldn't be any depression, but there wouldn't be any happiness. There wouldn't be any joy. There wouldn't be any anxiety. I mean, it would just be kind of a flatline existence, right? Kind of it'd be like living in a world without any color. Like it'd be like living in a black and white world. And I remember when TVs were black and white, and we moved to a colored TV. That's how old I am. And wow, that was just unbelievable. So if you think about it, that's essentially what we're talking about here is. If you try to imagine a world with no emotions, that's kind of what we're talking about. I mean, we live in a world of emotions, and we're emotional beings. Animals are too. Well, sometimes what happens is emotional energy can become trapped in the body. How does that happen? Well, what happens is if you're feeling an emotion, think about the process that we go through. Somebody says something to you, you see something, you hear something, you think something, and a certain emotion starts to come up. Well, maybe it's grief or sadness or anger or resentment or whatever. If you decide you don't want to feel that emotion and you bury that emotion, or if you decide you're going to become really, you're going to amplify that emotion, become really upset, what you're doing is you're interrupting the normal emotional cycle, which is kind of like a little loop. You start to feel an emotion and maybe you think the thoughts that go along with that emotion, you feel the feelings that go along with that, maybe the physical sensations that go along. And then you acknowledge that emotion and you let it go and the loop closes and that experience is over and you're ready for the next one. But if you bury that emotion or you amplify it too much, or if it's just something that's happened that's just too huge, that energy becomes stuck in the body. And so we call those trapped emotions. So what's interesting is, you know, talking about money, there are trapped emotions that can definitely interfere with your ability to make money, to save money, to create the kind of abundance that you want. It's something that is so common. It's kind of an epidemic, honestly.
Yeah. So tell me, like, what are some of the, you know, common trapped emotions around money that most of us experience?
Well, if you think about it, let's say, for example, that you're maybe you're younger, maybe you're older, and you're in a financial difficulty. Let's say that the bank is calling you all the time about your account's overdrawn, or you have that sudden feeling of panic because, you know, maybe you get an email from them and they tell you, hey, your account's been overdrawn for a week and you owe all this money now, because they nail you every single day if you're overdrawn, right? So what kind of emotion would that create? Well, grief, panic. I mean, it can really be like the fear of annihilation, almost like the fear of death, because if you don't have enough money, well, it's kind of a life or death thing sometimes, right? Even if it's not at that moment, we still can interpret it that way. And so you might develop trapped emotions of fear or anxiety, okay? It's really interesting. We can have all kinds of problems because of money. I mean, if you think about it, they say that the average divorce could have been saved with $500 additional income, you know, per month.
Wow.
It might be 1,000 more or something now, because that was maybe 20
with inflation,
years ago.
Yeah.
Exactly. The price has gone up. but yeah, I mean, so, it's interesting because we all have baggage around money. And sometimes we grew up in a household where, you know, dad's always panicking about money, right? There's never enough money. And so we learn from those experiences. And then that's how we treat the rest of our lives. And we develop emotional baggage from those experiences that we go through. And so it's so interesting because money has so much energy connected to it, and most of it's not good. I've done, you know, events all over the world, and anytime I bring up money, I like to watch the audience, because there's always this reaction that people have just in general. It's like, oh no, we're going to talk about this thing.
Right.
This thing. Yeah. It's really interesting. But you know, the other thing that's really fascinating about money is that for most of us, some of our blockage about money, and I think that pretty much everybody has blockages about money. But I think that for many of us, some of that blockage energy is not from our own lives. It's from, you know, your great-great-grandfather who was thrown into the poorhouse, maybe. And that emotional energy that he developed now has been passing down the line to you. So we call those inherited trapped emotions. And those are also really, really common. And then one of the most important things really about money and creativity and creating the life that you want has to do with what we call the heart wall. And this is really a whole another fascinating topic, but it's really key to the emotion code. Back in the 1960s, when doctors started first doing heart transplants, they found that sometimes patients would come back in and they would report strange things, like their taste in music or food or sports had totally changed, or suddenly they would have memories of being in places that they'd never in their lives ever visited. And when they were connected with the family of the heart donor, they would find out, you know, inevitably, oh, well, you know, our daughter visited Rome every year. It was her favorite city in the world. And now you have memories of being there, but you've never left the country.
Whoa.
I mean, how weird is that, right? So weird. I mean, there are books written about this. It's called cellular memory, and it's really wild. But anyway, what we find is that the best ideas, I believe, that you will ever have, Shauna, will not come from the brain in your head. They will come from the brain in your heart. And we now know that the heart is really a second brain. And so the brain that we have in our heads is really obeying the messages that are being sent by the brain that's in our hearts. And so it's really interesting. Well, if you feel like your heart is going to break at some point, which you've probably experienced, I would imagine, right? Most people have, right? And you feel that physical sensation, you know, like there's an elephant sitting on your chest, like you're choking, you can't breathe. When that's going on, your heart's under assault. And the heart really truly is everything the ancients believed it to be. It's the core of our being, the seat of the soul, the source of love and creativity and romance and everything else. And along with that, it is our source of making money as well. And so most people end up putting a wall up around their heart. And that wall, it's a subconscious creation, but that wall is made of layers of their emotional baggage. And so what happens is their perfect blueprint that lies within their heart, which really is everything the ancients believed it to be, core of our being and so on, that heart has a perfect blueprint of what your life can be and, you know, and your total creativity that can express. When you've got a wall around that heart made of negative emotions, which 93% of people have, it makes it much harder to manifest that into the world. And so, so we see that when that wall's taken down, creative ideas start to flow, money starts to flow. Because if you think about it, I mean, what is money? Well, money is energy, right? And energy has to flow. If it's not flowing in your life, then it's dammed up somewhere. And it's so interesting. I remember reading one of our one of the testimonials that came in. We got thousands, I mean, over 10,000, maybe 20,000 of these now from all over the world. But somebody wrote in, they said that their friend had been trying to sell their house for a year and not having any luck, no luck, no luck. Nobody was interested, apparently. Nobody was even looking. And so she got her heart wall removed. And the next day, the phone started ringing and she sold the house in, like, I think 3 days. So it's pretty wild. But I mean, we're finally starting to realize who we really are. We're beings of pure energy. Emotions are energy. The emotional baggage that you have is getting in your way. And some of that baggage is from your life and some of it is from probably your ancestors who maybe were really poor. And I mean, that was my case. My ancestors on my dad's side were from Ireland, and I think they were just really poor. And so, you know, getting rid of that baggage has really, really was essential for me to be able to live the kind of life that I'm living now, where I'm living a life really with no limits. I mean, every day I get up and I get to decide what I want to do.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about, like, the ancestry piece of money. You know, in my own personal story, my great, great, great grandfather, actually, he came from Ireland as well. And he was one of the three brothers that started Stanley Tools, you know, the tool brand that we all know. But my great, great, great grandfather actually sold out his piece. He wanted to just go live in a horse farm in New York. And he wanted to just kind of, you know, he'd made enough money and it wasn't an issue. Well, that was about a year and a half before the Great Depression hit. And he ended up losing all of his money because all of his money was invested. And so, you know, that line kind of, you know, trails down. I look at my grandmother, who is a direct descendant from him. And she was an entrepreneur before women were really entrepreneurs. She had her own, you know, hair salon, and she was responsible with, you know, making all the money in the family. In the Great Depression, my grandfather, you know, couldn't get a job. I mean, anyway, you see all of this sort of lineage of really a lot of struggle around money, you know, and then I see it present in my dad, even though my dad has been able to prosper financially. And so, you know, for anyone listening who can look back in their, you know, their history, their line now, and see, you know, some of these struggles, what do they do about it? You know, how do we remove that kind of baggage that, like, we don't even know the full story around it?
Well, right. The beautiful thing is that your subconscious mind does know. And so, in other words, think about it this way. We all have a conscious mind, which is where we spend all of our waking hours, right? We have our relationships, we go to school, we work our jobs, et cetera. When you go to sleep at night, that mind turns off completely. And what's left is the subconscious mind, which never shuts down, luckily, until we die. Because once it shuts down, it's all over. But basically, if you think about it, the subconscious mind is, it's not only keeping air moving in and out of your lungs and keeping your heart beating and creating millions of new cells every minute. It's doing everything to keep you alive. But what happens is the subconscious mind also is kind of a holographic archiving computer, and it knows and remembers everything you've ever done, every face you've ever seen in a crowd, and everything you've ever eaten, tasted, touched, smelled, everything. It's all in there in that subconscious mind. Now, I was a computer programmer before I became a doctor. And we're going back to the very beginning of the personal computer revolution back in the early 1980s is when I began. And when I became a doctor, I began to realize that the subconscious mind of a human being is a computer. it's a binary computer. It's not like any computer that we're used to. And so it took me a while to figure this out, but you can ask questions of the subconscious mind and you can get answers. So for example, if I were there in the room with you, and if you were to hold one arm out parallel to the floor, and if I were to press down on your arm, and if you were to resist me, you should be able to resist me with no problem. If I were to have you make a true statement, like my name is Shauna, you'd be able to resist me because that's a true statement. That's strong. If you were to tell something maybe incongruent or untrue, like if you were to say my name is Jill, you'd try to resist me, but you wouldn't be able to because that's your subconscious mind answering that statement or question and saying, that's not really true. So in other words, built into us is this ability to respond positively or negatively with strength or weakness to questions. And the subconscious mind will give us those answers. So it's kind of like we have access really to this, this search engine, this Google ChatGPT within each single person. And so here's the beautiful thing. Your subconscious mind is incomprehensibly powerful and it's tied into all of your memories and everything that's ever happened to you, but also into your ancestors and all the energy that you've received from them. So what we can do is we can ask questions and we can get answers. So for example, if I were there, you know, with you, what you could do, for example, let's say you hold out your arm and you make a true statement like, my name is Shauna, I press down, you're strong. And your listeners can do this at home, by the way. And let's say, for example, that the next question I ask you is, are you okay with money? And at that point, you're either going to get a strong muscle for yes or a weak muscle for no. And let's say, for example, we do that. I make this, I ask this question, are you okay with money? And your answer from your subconscious mind is, well, actually, it's weakness. It's no, I'm not okay with it.
Right.
Then what we can do is we can use the emotion code to actually zero in and find out what emotional baggage you have, maybe from your life or maybe from an ancestor, and then release that. And that's the whole process that's in the book. But usually we can find and release a trapped emotion in about a minute or so once, you know, once you can do that once you learn how to do it.
Life does not happen bi-weekly, so why should your payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. Earnin, it's an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you can access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Listen, the money you get from Earnin, it could do a lot of things. Maybe you spend it on a gift for someone special in your life, or in my case, an unexpected and very expensive trip to the vet for my pup Winnie. Or maybe you use the money towards your upcoming rent payment. There are lots of ways the Earnin money could go to use. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin, T-A-L-K-I-N, money, under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin, money, under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Whoa. Okay. Let's go down in an example route again. Like, so let's pick an emotion maybe that might be trapped. Talk to me about that process of releasing that. How does that work?
Right, exactly. Well, it's because the subconscious mind is a binary computer and it can answer any question with strength or weakness, right? Which is yes or no. We've developed a kind of a flow chart of how to ask these questions. So the emotion code chart itself has 60 emotions on it, and it's divided up into two columns and six rows. So what we do is in your case, we would simply ask, okay, do you have a trapped emotion about money, for example? And if we get a strong answer on your arm, then we could say, okay, well, is this emotion in column A? Maybe that's weak. That's a no. Maybe it's in column B. And so if it's in column B, let's see, I've got a list of emotions right here. Let's say it's in column B, and then we would ask, all right, is it in one of the odd rows in column B? And your subconscious will know this. Is it in an odd row? Right. Maybe that's a no. So it's in an even row. So is it in row two or four? Maybe it's in row six.
I see. Okay.
So the chart looks like this. I don't know if you can see that. It's pretty hard to see.
Yeah. It's, okay. Okay.
There we go. So there's column B, row six. Maybe it's one of those. And so then we would ask, okay, is it shame? Maybe that's no. Is it shock? No. Is it unworthy? Oh, okay. That one's strong. And so that leads us very rapidly to whatever the emotion is. So then at that point, what we would do is we would ask, all right, do we need to know anything else about this? Maybe we don't. Maybe we do. If we need to know more, we might ask when it happened, and we would, divide your life in half and ask, did this occur earlier than, age 20 or whatever? And then we'll figure out generally, a year, typically when it happened. And a lot of the time people will remember, oh yeah, that's when I went bankrupt or whatever it was, right? And then we can release that energy. And to release the energy, if you're working on yourself, you can, because you can't do this on yourself, you can use a magnet or your hand, and you start in the middle of the forehead and just go over the forehead to the back of the neck a few times, like three times. If you're working with somebody else, you could do that or go down the middle of the back. Because what we're doing is we're putting energy into the governing meridian. And the governing meridian begins at the tailbone and goes straight up the back over the top of the head to the inside of the upper lip. And so we have found that putting energy with intention into any length of that meridian will release that emotional energy, kind of like if you take a credit card out of your wallet and you rub a magnet on the magnetic strip on your credit card, it erases that data. It's the same thing.
Right, okay.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Interesting. Wow, it's so fascinating. And so, even like the arm test, right? We can't outthink it. Like you're saying is our subconscious is just going to go on autopilot for us. It's going to make the choice.
Yeah, that's right.
It's so interesting. Well, I want to talk a little bit more about like physical damage to trapped emotions. So I had something happen 5 years ago. Actually, had an injury and became deaf in my left ear. So I have 24/7 tinnitus, which if anyone listening doesn't know what that is, it's like loud TV static all day, every day.
Oh, man.
And I'm 100% deaf in my left ear. And it's interesting as I've been going through this process, I've been doing, the traditional medical route, but then also looking at, alternate forms of healing and understanding. And it's all of those alternate forms that make a lot more sense to me than the traditional route. But, somebody brought up to me this idea of, being trapped or something in my subconscious is kind of stuck, mm-hmm. and it's kind of keeping me in this place. So anyway, I think about this and I know this is really powerful, even for someone listening who's like, well, I don't understand how that works. But, how are we hurting ourselves by keeping these emotions specifically around money, like trapped inside of us?
Well, it's just blocking us. It's kind of like money should flow in your life, kind of like a river should flow, right? And the problem is most people have these dams that have been built up about money. So money doesn't really flow. Maybe, maybe sometimes, you know, we all want to have, I think, abundance in our lives. And that's, I believe, our natural state that we should be in. But it's these emotional blocks primarily that that are like big rocks in the river that prevent the money from flowing. And so by removing the emotional energies that we have around money, it's like, you know, it's like popping those big boulders out of the river so that then, boom, the river can start to flow. It's really interesting. Well, you know, if you want to, I would be happy to work on you remotely right now, because that's one of the things about this work. You know, Albert Einstein, gosh, 100 years ago, probably said, he said, the medicine of the future will be the medicine of frequencies. And of course, we've had no idea really what he meant or what that looked like, but now we know. And it's the kind of work that we do. It's the emotion code, the body code, and so on. So if you want to, I would be happy to work on your ear. I hate to see people suffering. And you've had this for how long?
5 years now.
5 years. And so that tinnitus in that ear never stops. It's just going all the time.
No, it's going. So, you know, when I'm sleeping, I'm not really resting. So I get up and I'm tired and, you know, it's just, I've done the best I can with, you know, really eliminating things from, you know, my diet and, you know, focusing on everything possible that I can to just, you know, keep my body at a calm state. But it's interesting because, you know, it's a basically an invisible disability that most people don't see, you know, looking at me, but it takes a huge emotional toll. So I also do a lot of work focused on helping people think better thoughts around money. When I was a practicing financial planner, I would notice that it was really the thought process which was needing the change versus the actual what to do with your money. Like that was secondary, even though that's what people were hiring me for. It was really going in and working through a lot of the things we're talking about. Tell me about like thoughts when it comes to this idea of trapped emotions, specifically around money, because people are so stressed out about money. They are depressed if they have student loans or debt, or they're not able to buy the house or whatever. You know, they're stuck here in these emotions. What role do our thoughts play into all of this, and can we control those?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We have a whole other system that we just recently released called the Belief Code. And what the Belief Code is it's a way to identify. First of all, we compiled all of these negative statements from about 20 years of working with people with the subconscious mind, trying to help them figure out how to make their lives work better. So we compiled all of these thousands of statements and we put them into a system that we can now use the power of the subconscious mind to guide us to what we call negative belief systems. And a negative belief system is it's a series of negative statements that exist in the subconscious mind. You see, the subconscious mind is kind of a black box, and it doesn't make any judgments about things. If somebody tells you, like, let's say your father tells you over and over, you know, you're never going to amount to anything, something like that. Well, pretty soon the subconscious mind will incorporate that and say, okay, we're never going to amount to anything, or I'm never going to amount to anything. So now that's a belief in the subconscious. And maybe other beliefs get attached to that. So that might be something, it might be like the roots of a tree, which we would call a faulty core belief. And maybe other beliefs get attached to that. Well, because I'm never going to amount to anything, maybe another belief is I'm never going to be happy. And that becomes like the trunk of the tree. Mm-hmm. And then because I'm never going to be happy, I'm never going to make anyone else happy. I'm always going to fail. I mean, so you end up getting almost like a tree of beliefs that are connected. We all have these, by the way. And so the thoughts that we have about money, we can consciously try to change those. And we often need to, right? But the problem is, if your subconscious mind is not okay with you having abundance, then consciously you can work your tail off to create abundance, and you may create it. But if your subconscious mind is not okay with you having it, you won't keep it. It won't stay around. You'll lose that. And those are the people that you see that they work so hard and they create abundance, then they lose it. And then they have to create it again. And then they lose it. And their whole life is this kind of cycle. But if you can get your subconscious mind to align with what you consciously want so that they're both going the same direction, then instead of doing this kind of a pattern, you can do this kind of a pattern, which is what you're hoping for.
Why don't we talk about this more? Why is this not something that, I mean, this feels like something that every single human needs to understand. Yeah. Maybe we could solve a lot of things. why do we not talk about this?
Well, this kind of understanding is really new. For example, we've got 12,000 people certified as practitioners around the world, you know, in 80 countries, more than 12,000. They understand this. They're working on their own clients to do this. We have more and more people coming in all the time that are doing this. But, you know, the world has been kind of in this dysfunctional sort of state for hundreds and hundreds of years, thousands of years, I guess, really. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to really change the way people think about this. And, you know, it takes time to do that. I mean, if you think about, I remember, 20 years ago, how difficult it was to have a conversation with most people about energy or changing energy. Or trapped emotional energy. I mean, it was just like, okay, you know, this is too far out. But it's completely changed now. People are radically much more open now than they ever used to be. But see, the consciousness of the world is expanding every day, and it's never going to go back to where it was. So, we're on the way to everybody understanding this. But we got a little ways to go yet because we've been so stuck for so long.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of The Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to The Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into the Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in the Daily Book Club.
Hi, I'm Karina Bemisterfer, host of Morning Cup of Murder, your daily true crime podcast. Yes, you heard me right. Daily true crime. Every day, Morning Cup of Murder tells you a straightforward, short-form story about murder, true crime, cold cases, disappearances, serial killers, cults, and more. And I do that all in under 15 minutes. With over 3 years of stories and over 20 million downloads, the Morning Cup of Murder podcast has become a staple of so many people's daily routines. So, why not add it to yours? Stream Morning Cup of Murder everywhere you listen to podcasts, and remember, stay safe.
Want to know the number one money question I'm asked? It's how to get started investing without being overwhelmed. So if you're asking yourself the same question, then you have to check out the Investing for Beginners podcast. The hosts, Dave and Andrew, they break down investment terms and strategies in a way you can finally understand. I love that they're making investing accessible, and they have an entire podcast dedicated to helping you invest better. Even if you're not ready to start investing, they explain the stock market and financial updates so you can really understand what is being said on the news. If you're ready to learn more about investing, I'd recommend you start with two of my favorite episodes. Listener Q&A, how do you start investing with $1,000, where they explain how you get started right away. And Back to Basics of Building Your Portfolio, where they explain how to build a portfolio from scratch. The Investing for Beginners podcast is a great way to start expanding your relationship with money. Find Investing for Beginners podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And I read that you suffered, I think, two life-threatening illnesses that you were healed from, which is really fascinating. Were those illnesses kind of the catalyst for doing this kind of work? Or how did you get really interested in this idea of trapped emotions?
Yeah, well, yes, those two life-threatening situations that I had. In one of those, I was healed by some holistic doctors when Western medicine had nothing to offer me. I had kidney disease. The other one was I was really sick with the measles. I was 7 years old. My father was praying for me, and suddenly I was just instantaneously made well. And that's a memory that is one of the earliest memories that I have. But I mean, it was so profound that I remember every moment of that experience, just unbelievable. And so that taught me a couple of things. It taught me that there's a higher power. It also taught me that, that we can ask for help and get it. It also taught me that healing doesn't have to take place over a long period. Sometimes it can happen instantaneously because it actually happened to me. And so then being healed of the kidney disease by the holistic doctors, that was really the big catalyst for me to go into the healing arts. I decided I wanted to do what they did. And so when I got into practice, I was really obsessed with figuring out what was really wrong with my patients. I wanted to really fix them. I didn't want to just give them a Band-Aid. I wanted to really figure out what was going on, why they were having these problems. And so gradually that led me to this understanding that our emotional baggage, it is the number one most common kind of imbalance. It's the number one source of illness. And so, I mean, every disease process, Shauna, that I've seen in 35 years now has had emotional baggage as a component, you know, and you name it. I mean, cancer, diabetes, heart disease, autoimmune problems, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, you name it. Every disease process has an emotional component. And sometimes that emotional component is the biggest cause. And if you can address that component and release it, then the body, which always naturally wants to be well, wants to heal itself, is then in many cases able to do a much better job at that. So yeah, it's been a really interesting journey. And the understanding about money and what our emotional baggage is doing to us in terms of being able to make money and keep money and have abundance has been really, it's been really, really fascinating. And my own journey, is exemplary of that, where I had tons of baggage. And some of that was from my Irish ancestors, and some of it was from my ancestors on the other side of the family. But getting rid of that baggage and getting rid of my own baggage about money has removed all the boulders from that river in my life. And so, you know, when you think about being successful, to me, the definition of success is, you know, really being able to live your life the way that you want to, and spending your time the way that you want to, the way that you choose to. And I've been able to create that for myself. And a lot of other people have been able to create that for themselves as well, you know, through this work, because we offer certification for people in our methods.
Yeah. So I want to go back real quick to the heart wall removal. How is that different from, you know, dealing with emotional baggage, or is it the same sort of process?
It's really an identical process. What the subconscious mind does is it just takes, when it feels like your heart's going to break and it needs to put a wall up to protect your heart, it takes those energies that are in the body, those trapped emotional energies, and it builds a wall. And it's an invisible wall. You know, you can't see it. You don't know that it's there, but you might suspect it. But with the emotion code, we teach you how to identify this wall and then how to start removing those trapped emotions. And usually most people can get rid of that heart wall in, you know, maybe two or three sessions, where a session is removing maybe 8 or 10 trapped emotions. That's usually enough. And yet, you know, the creative ideas that begin to flow spontaneously for people fall in love who never thought they would. I mean, people... It's unbelievable. I mean, people come back and they tell us things like, for the first time in my whole life, I can feel God's love for me. Or they'll say, for the first time in my life, I understand what it means to feel the emotion of joy. I never felt that before. I mean, it's really, it's so profound. It's just really amazing. And that's what's driving the global phenomenon, really, that this is. I mean, all over the world, people are finding out, oh my gosh, I had no idea. This is so easy. You can do this. And then look at the changes. And people are learning that they can heal themselves and they can heal their own family members. And that's really the beauty of this, I think, to me, is that anyone can do this. And it's actually really easy. And when they start to learn that, it's giving them back their own healing ability that, you know, was just latent within them their whole life they didn't know about.
So we're in 2024. It's a new year. It's the time of year everybody's thinking about money and like all the things they want to change and do better. So if we've just listened to this conversation, where do we take it from here in terms of learning how to, you know, think about the trapped emotions that might exist in us and, you know, release some of those so we can make 2024, you know, more abundant, successful, fill in the blank, whatever year?
Yeah. Well, give yourself a copy of the emotion code for your Christmas present, or, you know, talk someone else into giving it to you. It's a phenomenal Christmas present. If you're thinking about what you should give somebody, why not give them a gift that'll keep on giving? And that is give them, because all the information's in the book. You can learn how to do it from the book itself, and it can totally change your life, their lives, you know, their family members' lives. That's a great place to begin, is to actually start, you know, reading the book and understanding what this is and how this really works. It's a completely different approach, really. It's fast, it's easy, it's simple. It's different from anything that we are used to, because we're used to Western medicine, and there's always going to be a need for Western medicine, right? I mean, Western medicine is great at acute problems, you know, like you've broken your leg, or, you were in a car wreck and you're all banged up and injured. Western medicine is great at that. But most of the time, most people don't need drugs or surgery. Most of the time, people just need to get rid of their emotional baggage. And so discoverhealing.com is our website. People can go there, and you can also find a practitioner there. We have them all over the world. You can find somebody that can work with you. And you can learn how to do this yourself. You can become a practitioner yourself if you want to. And that's another way to change your life in a big way and create the abundance that you're looking for.
So I didn't include this in the episode, but Brad actually did an emotion code baggage release session with me after we recorded this episode to help me a little bit with my tinnitus and my hearing loss. And it was such a cool experience. While, of course, yes, I still have tinnitus, but we dove into the emotions behind it all, and it was so wild. I could feel all these like sensations in my body at the time. So I can really see how powerful this work would be with your emotional baggage around money. I think it's healthy to think about the emotional baggage and these trapped emotions around money, because everything changed for me when I started to incorporate this thinking into my relationship with money. I finally understood why I do some of the things I do, and I was able to come at them from, I don't know, like a shame-free approach and a healthier approach. It's really money self-care, just like you do any other self-care practice. Your money needs that same sort of TLC. So if you're curious, I'd suggest picking up a copy of Brad's book, The Emotion Code, anywhere books are sold. And if you enjoyed this episode, I would absolutely love for you to invite your friends in to just understand this whole wild world of emotional baggage around money. As always, you can head to the show notes for all the links that I mentioned in this episode, as well as my freebies and links to our podcast sponsors who make this show possible. I really appreciate you going over there and giving them some love. They help me stay doing this show the way I do. So I will see you back here, my friends, in a few days for a brand new episode.